神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念，看在我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走永生的道路。
知我心声，恕我心曲。
A very good friend of mine was speaking to me about anger.
我一个很好的朋友跟我谈到生气的问题。
How their anger was troubling them and hurting their family.
因为这种发怒生气呢，已经给自己带来困扰，而且伤害到家里的人。
So I think today we're going to talk a little bit about how do we manage our anger.
所以今天我们要谈一谈怎么样来处理我们的怒气。
I have spoken to you before about anger, but it's a subject that seems like you could talk about a lot.
我以前谈过生气这个问题，但是我想我们能谈的还很多。
Actually, anger is a completely normal, healthy human emotion.
基本上生气、怒气呢是一种很人性化的、很平常的、也是健康的一种情绪表现。
You might say to me, then when does anger become unhealthy?
那什么时候这种怒气转成不健康呢?
You see, anger is unhealthy when it gets in the way of your functionings or your relationships.
当你的生气、你的怒气已经影响到这种跟别人的关系或者是你自己的这种功能的话，那就不对，那就不健康了。
If anger is causing you to lose your friends, to put your job in jeopardy,
是不是你的因为你的生气让你失去的朋友或者是让你的工作已经受到威胁呢?
And if people complain to you about your anger, if you hear people talking about you having a bad temper, these are a sign that your anger is getting in your way and it's not healthy.
还有就是别人已经在跟你抱怨说你那么会生气。别人已经在谈论你的脾气很坏，像这样子到一个地步呢，已经跟你产生问题的话，那你这个就是不健康的生气。
You might say to me, then what really is this emotion anger?
那什么是真正的健全的情绪的生气呢?
It's right when you say emotional. It is an expressed emotion.
当你说情绪是对的，它是一种情绪的表达。
But it can range from a mild irritation, just a small thing, until it becomes fury and rage that can even bring murder.
事实上呢，它一开始是一种情绪的波动，那是对的。但是如果它继续的加强的时候，到后来变成恼恨变成怒气的时候，甚至是可以杀人的。
You know, anger really can affect us biologically and psychologically.
你知道，生气会影响到你的生理，还有你的心理。
You see, when you get angry, your heart tends to beat faster. You can feel it, you know, and then the blood pressure begins to go up.And inside of us, there is chemicals that begins to work to protect ourselves. And all of this is working inside of us.
你可以想象当你生气的时候，心跳加快，还有你的血压会上升。之后呢，这个身体里面的这些化学变化，那些分泌呢，就会加强，因为它配合你的情绪，这样一切就会有变化。
You see, anger can be caused by both external and internal events.
这种生气所引起的可以从内在或外在的来成为触因。
Some examples of an external cause is that you could be angry at a specific person, such as your coworker or your wife.
比如说呢，这种外在的触因呢，可以是你的同事或者是你的丈夫妻子。
Another external is that you can be very angry in traffic.
有时候呢，因为交通你也可以生气。
Or if you're going to the airport and when you get there, you find out that your flight has been canceled.
比如说呢，你赶到了机场，可是发现你的飞机却被取消了，你也生气。
Now, these are external causes.
这是外面的促因。
Now, internal causes is that you are angry because you are worrying or brooding about your problems.
内在的初音可以是比如说你在担心或者是操心某一件事情然后从里面酝酿起。
Internal also is just sitting and thinking about something and the memories of something in the past will rise your anger.
所谓的内在的初音呢只要坐在那里里面光是去那边想或者是回忆或者是你的这种感受就可以把这种生气从里面酿造起来。
Now let's talk a little bit about expressing our anger.
我们要谈一谈啊，表达我们的生气。
The natural way to express anger is to respond aggressively.
对于生气的自然表达方法，就是我们有一种比较激进或者积极的反应。
Anger is a natural adaptive response to threats.
因为生气呢是一种对威胁的一种很自然的反应。
It inspires a powerful, often aggressive feelings and behaviors.
因为它惹起你里面有一种对于啊对方所挑起的一种感受，然后呢就会把它引爆出来。
Which actually allows us to fight and defend ourselves when we are attacked.
当我们被攻击的时候呢，是容许我们来保护，或者是我们要反击的。
A certain amount of anger is necessary for our survival.
一个人要生存，有部分的那种表达生气，它是必要的。
But really, we can't physically lash out at every person or object that annoys us.
但是我们却不能对于那些扰乱我们、干扰我们的那些不管是什么样的外面的因素呢，总是做那种反击的工作。
Actually, we have laws and social norms and common sense that tells us we are limited to how far our anger can go.
从法律上面或者是我们的社会情境还有我们自己的这种基本的那种感受观念我们都知道到底一个人的生气可以到什么限度
People use different ways to deal with their angry feelings
人用各种不同的方法来面对他们的生气
The three main ways is one, by expressing it
那有三个主要的方法一个是呢就是把它表达出来
You see, we express our anger, in a very strong way many times.
我们常常用很强烈的方法来表达我们的怒气。
Now, the best way to express your angry feelings is in an assertive, not an aggressive way.
你要知道，最好的表达生气的方法不是用那种很激烈性的失控的方法，而是要冷静而且是宣告性的方法。
To do this, you have to learn how to make clear what your needs are and how to get them met without hurting others.
那要这样子来做的时候呢，你必须要自己有一种训练，就是让你可以把它讲得很清楚，而且还不会伤害到对方。
Being assertive is like when your boss comes to you and complains about something that you're doing in front of everyone else, and you get very, very angry.And then you say to the boss, I'm very sorry that we had to speak out here. And I do have a reason for what I do, and I want to come into your office and we'll talk about it.
我要举一个例子来解释什么叫做冷静而且是一种澄清式的表达怒气。比如说呢一个老板进来然后呢用很多罪名加在你的身上然后你就跟他说呢我有理由我要告诉你所以我到你的办公室来跟你说话。
He's telling his boss that he's very angry because he is saying things like this in front of his coworkers.
那首先他的表达就是呢我已经在生气了我不高兴了因为你在大家同事面前跟我这样讲话。
And that he felt that the boss was criticizing his work when truly it wasn't that way.
接下来他澄清的就是呢你所讲的这些罪名呢这些错误呢不是我的问题所以他要澄清。
But instead of getting aggressive and start maybe yelling and hollering, throwing things, accusing the boss, he tells him
what he thinks and then tries to find a solution.
那他没有马上就反击或者是大声的跟对方谩骂起来，而是呢他有辩解，而且呢他也已经找到一个解决之道，就是跟他谈。
The key to this is without hurting others.
那这个秘诀在哪里呢？就是呢，不去伤害到别人。
We tell them how we feel, what we would like to do, but we do not hurt them.
我们可以告诉对方说呢，我在生气，告诉他我的感觉，但是我们不是要伤害对方。
Now, some people have said that anger should not be suppressed.
有的人说呢，生气呢，不应该压抑。
But actually, this is another way of dealing with our anger.
但是呢，这也是另外一种处理生气的方法。
Now, I do not mean to be suppressed, to begin to burn and boil inside of you, no. I mean to convert this and redirect it in another area.
我的意思不是说呢，你把它压下去，然后在里面很不高兴，然后在里面产生一些不好的啊那种感受，而是说呢，先把你的怒气存到另外一个地方去。
This happens when you hold in your anger, stop thinking about it, and focus on something positive.
我的意思是说呢，好不好？你把这个生气的这些理由，这个气呢，先把它控制下来，然后想到别的事情，转开自己的注意力到别的事情上面。
So your aim is to hold in the expression that would hurt people, and then refocus your mind on something else, and then this will, in a constructive way, help you.
我的意思是说呢，你可以把那些让你生气的那些事情，那种怒气的情绪呢，先把它割下来，然后好好的再让你的脑筋、你的思想、你的感受，把它转移到那些正确的、好的上面去。
Now there are some real dangers in doing this.
那用这样的方法面对怒气的时候呢，有一个危机。
That if you hold this in and begin to think about it, then you turn the anger inside.
如果你说我先把它割下来，先放开的话，然后你又去想的话，那等于说你把它存到里面去了。
And this causes high blood pressure, and this causes depression, and causes other things.
那这些会让你可能会产生高血压或者是忧郁症。
So you see, what is your goal is to be able to feel that anger, then turn it from what you're thinking to something else, and then eventually to get back and straighten that out.
我的意思是说，对于你那个生气的感受，你可以把它暂时处理一下，把它割开，然后让你的心思、你的意念可以转向一个冷静而且正常的情况之后呢，以后你再来处理这个生气的事情。
And then sometimes when we have unexpressed anger that we haven't been able to get over, it creates great problems.
如果你对于生气把它压抑下去，然后你没有办法给它一个疏解的话，那到后来反而带来更大的啊问题。
It begins to work on the mind and on the personality.
对你的心思、你的思想还有你的个性呢，都会慢慢的影响。
And then you may get into what we call passive aggressive behavior. This is when you want to get back at the people indirectly without telling them, but you want to hurt them.
马上呢，慢慢的你就会转向你所谓的那种消极性的报复。你心里面呢，在想的都是要怎么样来报复对方。
Or if you keep it in, your personality may turn to that one who is cynical and hostile to people.
如果你把它一直存在里面的话，那你后来就自己会变成，你的个性会变成一个很严厉、一个很不可亲近的这样的一个个性。
People who are constantly putting down others.Criticizing everything, making cynical comments, hasn't learned how to constructively express their anger.
当一个人老是去贬别人，或者是批评，或者是讽刺的时候呢，那这个人可能就是那个他从来不知道怎么样该很正确的来疏导自己里面的怒气。
Now we've talked about how to deal by expressing ourselves or suppressing ourselves, but then there's another one, which finally means we calm down inside.
刚才我们提到，我们怎么样从外面正确的来表达我们的怒气，或者是把它存到里面，怎么样来疏导我们的怒气？那另外一个方法呢，就是呢，我们保持冷静。
This means you don't only control the outside behavior.
那这个不是只有在控制你外面的行为而已。
But you also control the internal response.
一方面呢，你也在里面控制你自己的这种里面的感受。
You let your heart stop beating so fast.
那你会让你的心跳不要跳得太快。
You calm down inside and tell yourself it's just not worth it.
然后你就告诉你自己，说服你自己说呢，没有值得我生那么大的气，所以呢你就冷静下来。
And then you let the feeling subside.
让你的这种感受就慢慢就松懈了。
And then maybe later you might be able to express yourself to that person to help.
过后之后呢，你可以去跟对方来表达你自己的想法。
You might say, is there any reason why some people seem to get more angry than others?
或许你有一个问题，就是说有些人怎么比较容易生气，有些人比较不容易生气呢？
It's true that really some people seem to get angry immediately.
不错，有些人马上会生气。
You see, people who are easily angered has many times a low tolerance of frustration.
那些很容易就生气的人呢，通常他们里面那种承受力非常的低。
That means simply that they feel that they should not have to be subjected to frustration.
那个意思是说呢，好像他们不应该面对任何的挫败，或者是任何的这种惹他们生气的事情。
Or inconvenience or annoyance.
任何其他的那种造成他们不方便的原因呢，他们都认为他不应该碰到。
They can't take things in stride.
所以这些呢，他们一点都不能面对跟接受。
And they get infuriated if the situation isn't just what they want.
这个情况上如果不符合他们的那种喜欢或者想法的话，一点点都会让他们觉得很挫败感。
For somehow they feel it's unjust to them.
有时候他们觉得对自己不公平。
You know, like being corrected for a minor mistake, they don't feel like they deserve that.
有时候呢，犯了一点错误，然后别人纠正他时候，他觉得他不应该被纠正。
You say, then what makes them that way?
是什么让他们这样子呢？
Well, one is that they feel that when some children are sort of born more irritable and touchy and easily angered.
有些孩子生出来就有这种特性，他们很容易就被惹起来，很容易生气。他们呢，生出来呢，就是那么的敏感。
It just seems to be their tendency.
所以等于是他们的天性。
Then there are others that is from their social culture, where they live, their environment.
有些人是从他们的生存环境、成长环境、他们的社会情境或他们的那种生长环境来的。
You see, anger is often regarded as negative.
因为生气本身呢总是跟负面的有关系。
So those children are taught that it's all right to express anxiety or depression or love or joy, but not to express anger.
有些孩子呢，他们可能被教导说呢，你可以表达你的高兴或者你的里面那种沮丧，但是呢，或者是爱，但是呢，对于生气你就不能表达。
As a result, they've never learned how to handle it.
到后来呢，他们就变成说从来没有学过怎么样表达生气。
Of course, our background plays a big part of it because some children are born in families that are angry families.
有些孩子的成长背景，他们的家人就是很容易生气的人。
And they have no skill at emotional communication.
那这样的话，在他们的情绪的这种沟通方面呢，就根本一点都没有技巧。
Now, there is a common expression, you might as well just get it all out.
有一种通常的一种想法，就是好像我生气的时候就把它全部发泄吧。
But they're finding that that's not true.
但是这个不是最好，不是事实。
We use this sometimes to hurt each other.
而且呢，它会伤害到别人。
Scientists and psychologists, as they study this, they're finding out that actually when you do that, you're accelerating the anger. It's getting more and more as you let it out.
科学家还有心理学家这样研究，当你的生气是暴怒，把它一次这样发泄出来的话，事实上你在加快或者是加深你的怒气。
And it does nothing to help you but hurt you, and then, of course, it doesn't resolve the situation.
它不但没有帮助你，反而伤害你自己，而且一点都没有办法来解决问题。
Actually, one of the best things to do is to find out what triggers your anger.
最好的方法是找出来是什么惹起你生气。
And then develop a strategy to keep you from getting in the places where you are triggered to anger.
找到这个生气的原因之后呢，你就要有一个方法策略来避免惹你生气的这样的一个促因。
Now the goal of anger management is to reduce both your emotional feelings and your psychological reactions that causes anger.
基本上当我们说处理我们的生气的时候呢，是包括我们的这个感受，情绪感受方面，还有我们的心理层次方面。
Some things you can't get rid of or avoid.
有些是你不能避免的。
You can't avoid the things or the people that enrage you.
你不能避免说防止说别人来惹你生气。
And you're not going to be able to change them.
而且你没有办法改变对方。
But you can learn to control your reaction.
你却可以来学习怎么样来控制你的反应。
This is what anger management is about.
事实上这就是我们谈的如何来控制或者是面对你的生气。
Let's look at some of the strategies that you might be able to use.
或许我们来谈一谈有什么策略呢我们可以用。
Simple relaxation tools is a wonderful way to do it.
有一些很简单的可以让你放松的一些工具。
Now, if you can learn how that when you get under this particular stress of, and feel the anger building up, begin to breathe deeply from your stomach area, from your diaphragm, way down deep, begin to breathe.
当你开始感觉到你的怒气已经上来的时候呢，你从你的腹部做深呼吸，把气呢吸进去，这也是一种帮助你放松的一个方法。
And then slowly repeat a calming word or phrase such as relax, relax, take it easy, take it easy.
然后呢给自己一个短短的句子比如说呢放松或者是说没有关系啊，不要那么紧张给自己重复一些短句然后呢深呼吸。
And then if you can use your imagination, you can begin to visualize some place that is very relaxing to you.
然后你就想象一下有哪一些地方是你觉得最安静让你最放松的地方用你的想象就看到那个图画。
Now, if you take relaxing exercises at other times where you learn how to relax your muscles and make you feel calm, then at that time, you may be able to bring them into, use.
平常你一定也有那种放松的一些方法所以在这个时候呢你就要用这些方法来帮助你放松。
Oh, you might say that's silly. How can you do that when you're becoming angry?
马上你可能有一个问题说呢当你生气的时候你还能做这些吗这个实在是不合逻辑的。
Now, number one, you know what triggers your anger.
首先你应该知道是什么让你生气的。
You know that when you get in traffic, you get very angry at the people.
比如说呢，你开车的时候，然后这种车子挤来挤去，你就会很容易生气。
So now in your mind, you recognize, I must try to keep this down.
那现在呢，你就要告诉你自己，我要让我自己在这种情况下不生气。
You begin to breathe deeply.
你就深呼吸。
And you start saying to yourself, relax, come on, take it easy.
那告诉自己说呢，没有关系，放松，放松。
And then you visualize yourself down at the seashore.
然后你马上就想到那个海边的情景。
And then you have learned how to relax your muscles and you begin to relax yourself.
接下去你就用你平常放松肌肉的方法在那里做一个肌肉放松的一些运动。
And then we can go into another thinking process.
接下去呢就想别的事情了。
Another way is changing the way you think.
另一个方法呢就是呢改变你的思路。
Angry people sort of give in to their feelings and they use swear words and they use other things that hurt. What they need to do is to try to remember, this isn't as bad as it seems. I can get this straightened out. Begin to think in a different way.
生气的人呢通常是把自己就陷进去或者是投降降服给自己的情绪了。那事实上呢这个时候呢你的思路可以再做主就是开始想说或许这个没有我想的那么糟我再把它想清楚一点。
You can begin to think, this is frustrating, but it's understandable. I'm upset, But I know that this isn't going to be the end of the world.
开始去分析，你觉得说这个是让我很生气，没有错。但是呢，事实上有一些过程是可以理解的。所以呢，开始用思想来分析说呢，事实上我真的在生气，可是这也不是世界的末了，这个事情是可以解决的。
And begin to think in your mind, anger is not going to fix anything. It may even make it worse.
告诉你自己，我现在生气对事情一点都没有帮助，可能还会碍事。
Angry people tend to jump and to act.
一个易怒的人呢，很容易就会暴跳起来。
And they come to their own conclusions.
而且很容易就会做一个结论的一种论断。
Because many times angry people feel things ought to go my way.
因为这些易怒的人呢，常常想说呢，一切都应该顺我的意，都应该像我这样想才对。
But what you should really do in these type of things is to stop a little bit.And listen to what's going on.
那处理的时候呢，应该要停下来，多听，不要一下就论断。
Actually, it's natural that when somebody says something very negative to you or criticizes you, right away you want to get angry, but stop and listen. Maybe there's something here that the person themselves is trying to get help, or the person itself is trying to help you.
当我们听到有人在批评我们或纠正我们的时候呢，马上呢，我们一个易怒的人很容易就要生气。可是你停下来听一听，多听一下，或许对方呢讲的是有道理的，而且是要帮助你的。
You know, there are times when you know that you're going to be especially stressed.
你也知道某一段时间某一个情况呢，你会特别的挫败，特别的有压力。
And at that time, maybe you know that if they come in on me now, I'm just blow up.
你也知道那个时候如果有谁来都会让你爆发。
Maybe you're a mother that's worked hard all day.
或许你就是那个工作了一整天很辛苦的母亲。
You've been driving in traffic and you're very tired and very stressed out.
你在一天下来你压力很大然后也很累并且呢还在交通很繁忙的街上开着车。
So, you decide, tell your children, listen, mom's very stressed out when she comes home. For the first 15 minutes that mother gets home, no one says a word unless the house is on fire.
所以当你回家的那15分钟呢，你知道说那是一个你很容易爆发的时间，所以你就跟孩子约定好说妈妈回来很累了，所以在15分钟里面呢，请你们都不要跟我讲什么，不然的话我就会暴怒的。
And then you find out this really works. I feel much better after those 15 minutes. And then the children and you begin to talk and you begin to do what you have to do.
然后你会发现说呢，这么15分钟的一个缓冲时间之后呢，你就发现，哎，这个很好，然后大家也可以谈话了。
There are other ways that maybe some other time we can talk about.
那其他的方法我们要留到下一次的节目再来谈。
But I want to tell you what the Bible says.
我要告诉你圣经怎么说。
It sums it up for us when it says, be ye angry and sin not.
圣经上告诉我们说你生气但是不要犯罪。
This is actually what we've been talking about.
这是我们所讲的。
Not getting into a rage, not getting to the place where you're throwing things. And the Bible says, don't do those things, they are not right. It hurts everyone.
生气的时候绝对不要做那些失控的行为丢东西或者是伤害生气的时候不能犯罪不能做那些不正确的行为
You see the one that inspired this Jesus Christ is the one that can give us strength and can help us out of some of these things that are troubling us so bad
对我们这些话的主耶稣呢他呢可以给我们力量可以给我们帮助来面对这些生气
He can help us to see the need of forgiving those people
他也可以让我们看到对方然后可以愿意原谅对方
He can help us to be more flexible where we can take more and not get frustrated at everything
他帮助我们让我们可以更有弹性以至于呢不会让每一件事情来搅扰我们
He can give us understanding and love
他帮助我们可以给我们更多的了解还有爱
祝我新曲这个节目是由美国佛桌传道协会提供由金炉牧师为您主讲林真华语翻译如果您有什么问题需要我们为您分担请您来信写明你的姓名住址然后你寄到 台湾高雄，台湾省高低的高，英雄的雄，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，你写林真，双木林，真假的真，林真收就可以了，我们会尽快的跟您回信。